Good morning. Chilly air continues to flow into interior New York and New England as we go through the early morning of this new work week with mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures are starting off in the upper 30s and lower 40s on average. But with the breeze at times 10 to 15, even over 20 miles per hour, that's adding to the chill. And wind chill values are at least in the 30s, if not cooler. In some places, we had a few scattered sprinkles or even light snow showers overnight, and portions of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains waking up to even a slight dusting of snow this morning. Things will turn around, though, as we go into the early morning period. Readings will rebound back through the 40s, but with that brisk northwest breeze today and a fair amount of clouds mixed with only some sunshine, readings will only top out in the mid-50s on average across the region. Some places will even stay in the 40s, especially across the higher terrain. A trough of low pressure will gradually lift out tonight. High pressure at the surface will build in, and skies will be clear. With light winds overnight, temperatures will nosedive, and most places will see readings at or slightly below freezing by first thing tomorrow morning. Frost and freeze advisories and warnings will be issued by the National Weather Service for the overnight period. With that, we'll see plenty of sunshine as high pressure hangs on tomorrow, and a nice rebound, still a little bit cooler than normal, but a bit milder than today, with highs reaching up into the lower 60s. Even milder air will flow in for the midweek period on Wednesday, but in order to get temperatures back up toward normal, some clouds will be generated and even a few showers on Wednesday afternoon. Still, high temperatures will top out close to the 70-degree mark. Even milder air coming in on Thursday back into the mid-70s with a fair amount of sunshine and dry weather. And on Friday and Saturday, it looks like we'll drop back into the lower 70s, but still dry with a mix of sun and clouds both days. The next chance of showers will arrive on Sunday, with high temperatures still making it up into the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. An upper-level trough will quickly approach the Pacific Northwest this morning and move inland this afternoon. Meanwhile, a cold front is forecast to move southeastward across northeastern Oregon, northern Idaho, and western Montana. Low-level convergence along the wind shift will produce a focus for thunderstorm development as surface temperatures warm during the day. Instability combined with wind shear should be sufficient for supercell development, especially in areas that destabilize the most. Cold temperatures aloft associated with the approaching trough could be favorable for large hail production. In addition, temperature dew point spreads of 25 to 30 degrees Fahrenheit may help enhance downdraft speeds, resulting in damaging wind gusts. And an unseasonably cold air mass will continue to take hold across most of the eastern part of the country. Many areas from the Midwest to the Northeast are under frost and freeze advisories and warnings. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Samos Airport in Greece at 10:50 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 14 degrees, with a west wind at 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 25, 51% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, gusting to 17, and the barometer reading 29.93 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Bemidji, Fauston, and Wasatch, all in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 60, Boston mostly sunny near 60, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs near 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 59 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 49, that's 8 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 87 hundredths, which is 43 hundredths below normal. And 8.96 inches for the year, which is 3.51 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 50, that's 70 below normal. And 6,112 for the season, which is 401 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 86, set in 2004 and in 1991. And the record low, 30, in 2005 and in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:09 p.m., 14 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and cold today with a few scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s, though staying in the 40s across the higher terrain. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, and cool today with a few scattered showers, highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, and cool today with a few scattered showers and highs in the mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows near 30. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, breezy, and cool today with a few scattered showers and highs in the mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, not quite as cool in the lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds and a late-day shower Wednesday near 70. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, mild mid-70s. A bit cooler Friday, but still nice with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, lower 70s. Partly sunny, lower 70s Saturday. And a chance of shower Sunday with highs back into the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.